Hello and welcome to the first of what I hope will be an engaging and informative series of interviews with key players in some of the UK's biggest brands and businesses. Today I'll be talking to some of the people involved with the recent technology overhaul at Premium Credit. Mark Dernley, if I can start with you, can you give me a little bit of background on Premium Credit, who you are, what you do?
Premium Credit's the UK's leading insurance premium finance company. When you want to buy your insurance premium and you don't want to pay for it all at once, we are the organisation who will help you pay over 10 months or 12 months. We have about 2.9 million customers and just over 3,000 brokers who provide that insurance.
So quite a significant business then. You're the Chief Information Officer. Why did you decide now was the right time to upgrade Premium Credit systems?
Premium Credit's been in existence for nearly 30 years. So it started in the days when everything was written down on pieces of paper, has evolved over many years to a level of computerization. That generation of technology needed replacing, and that generation of technology also worked in much more of a batch update mode with fairly old-fashioned integration with the 3,100 brokers that we actually work with. So the program of the last few years has all been around modernization, becoming a digital business, integrating with our customers, with our brokers in real time, and making sure we run a modern 21st century organization.
And I know you chose a number of Microsoft solutions. How important and how key was that decision?
Microsoft technology is at the heart of every single part of our transformation, from the use of the Azure platform to mean we can get our data centers up and running much more quickly and provide real-time, highly resilient infrastructure, through to the core Microsoft technology stack at a database level and an application level. All our bespoke work is done on that. We then go on to use things like Dynamics so that we can have a really good customer relationship management platform. And then even for our own staff collaboration, we're using the whole Office 365 suite, Microsoft Teams, Skype for Business, and all of those areas. And then in our development platform, we end-to-end use the Microsoft development tools to actually allow us to work in an agile way and really speed up our development cycle.
So Microsoft really is vital to the ongoing success of Premium Credit. Let's examine some of those elements in a bit more detail if we can. Can you tell me more about what Microsoft Dynamics brings to the business?
Dynamics is the platform that we use to integrate with the 3,100 brokers who sell our product to end customers. And for us to be able to see all the relationships we have, all the meetings we have, all the intelligence we have on those brokers is a really powerful way of knowing what's going on in your market and actually with your competitors as well.
Was it easy to get buy-in from brokers? What's in it for them?
We have to make it easy for brokers to be able to use our services. Great use of Dynamics is how we are making that much easier for them to work with us. They get a much faster reply and a seamless digital channel to be able to integrate with us. And we can also share data with brokers so that they can see how well they're performing relative to their peers and how effective they are in the market and what else we can do to help them. And in the future, one of the things we're looking to Dynamics to provide is this fully integrated broker experience that links the telephony platform with the chat platform, with the emails they're sending, and also allows them to come in and do much more self-service and stay up to date on where every case they've raised with us is.
Thanks, Mark. I'd like to move on slightly, if I may. Lars, you're head of infrastructure here at Premium Credit, so you've obviously been instrumental in rolling out these new technologies, and I know Windows 10 is part of that package. Can you tell me a little about that from your perspective?
I like the look and feel of Windows 10. It's really nice and easy to use. All our users like it. It's easy to manage. All the components are fairly simple.
Mark?
Windows 10 provides a stable, secure operating system for all our devices. Our staff like it. It's been easy to migrate them to it. It works seamlessly with Office 365. Everybody's happy. Therefore, I'm happy.
You mentioned devices, Mark. What are you and the staff using?
We're using the Microsoft Surface products, Surface Hubs, Surface Books, and it just makes it so easy for us to integrate everything and not have to worry about do things work well together.
Lars, I guess you're using these as well. What do you think of them?
service devices, the Book and the Pro, they're just cool devices. I see people in meetings, they just have their pen, they just have some PDF document, and they just make their own notes on it. They can save it in OneNote. We are more paperless because of these devices.
Mark, you look eager to come in on this.
The thing I really like about the Surface is that it can be both a tablet and a laptop. It's simple, it's light, and it always works.
And that flexibility or adaptability or whatever you want to call it, that was something you wanted to touch on, Charles.
For me, I'm the e-commerce director for Premium Credit, and I'm out of the office quite a lot. So I'm out either with our brokers, with software houses, with the various other meetings that I have externally. And the ability to work on the go is critical to me. You know, it has a massive difference in terms of what I can do in what time. It has had a really transformative effect in the way that I work.
So what does that mean in practice?
So I was in London yesterday. I was working on the train seamlessly. Then I was in meetings working with our key clients that we deal with.
What you're telling me then is that it's the interoperability and integration that's really working for you.
Using the Office 365 suite, using Skype, using Surface Hubs, integrating all these things together, it is a critical part of us creating the culture and the organisation that we want to have.
Mark, you mentioned earlier that you're using the Azure platform. What does that add to the mix?
So Azure is really helpful for Premium Credit because it provides a scalable platform that we can use as and when we want, however much we want, when we want it, but also a highly resilient platform. So for a digital business like ours that has to run 24/7, the fact that we can seamlessly work between multiple data centers, multiple zones within Azure, all hosted within the UK, makes it so much easier for us to launch products and scale those products and give a great service. I mean, the thing that we're most impressed about with Azure is the pace of innovation that's coming. Every week there's a new service for us to use, and the fact that it easily integrates into all the other things we're doing with the Microsoft technologies is meaning we can get to market much more quickly and much more cost effectively.
Would you agree with that, Lars, that Azure is scalable and cost effective?
Yeah, well, instead of spending several million and replacing our end-of-life hardware, it's easier just to subscribe in Azure and use the services there. There's a huge performance benefit. We can just whip up new servers on demand. We can utilize services only. Instead of having a Windows server which needs to be patched and maintained, we just have the service we need only.
There's going to be people listening to this thinking, yeah, that's all well and good, but I'd be worried about the data security implications of housing my data somewhere out there in the cloud. Is that something you've had to consider and be aware of?
Yeah, security is critical for any industry, but particularly financial services, and especially for us where we're embedding our products and services into a third party's journey as well. So to be able to provide confidence around security is ever increasing in importance. What we are able to do, particularly with the Microsoft products, is provide a security layer that allows that seamless handshake between our services and third parties, which means that we can offer a greater confidence to the partners that we work with around the level of service and confirmation of the robustness around our processes.
So security of all hyperscale clouds is a really important thing to look at. With Azure, we found it relatively straightforward to implement the very high levels of security that we want to have in place for our customers to withstand cyber attacks and also to provide really strong security around the data that we hold on our customers. And that's actually why having the zones available within the UK is really important for us. The monitoring and reporting and the real-time analytics that comes with the Microsoft Cloud has made it so much easier for us to implement all the security controls that we feel it's really important to have in a regulated financial services business.
Most organisations like yours won't want to go through such an implementation without the help of a specialist partner. Was that true in your case, Lars?
Artiotech, they help us in all aspects of our infrastructure technology journey, starting with our services, adopting Azure, implementing our telephony, so our enterprise voice for Skype, implementation of OMS, our Power BI, 365. They are brilliant in what they do. I can call them at 8 p.m. asking for something and they deliver the next day. I never had this with any other company.
I'd just like to bring in Mon Ali here. Mon, from your perspective as implementation partner, what did you bring to this process?
Our approach to Premium Credit's ambitions was to collaborate, to be able to identify what their business needs was, both for long-term and short-term. We produced a high-level document outlining the benefits, the risks, and rewards of every single solution that we have implemented for Premium Credit. This also provided them a step-by-step guide on how and what to implement first and what prerequisites were required. I'm really proud of the work that we've delivered for Premium Credit. We can see transformation change in the way they work. We've delivered in budget and within time scales.
So we've talked about how all these Microsoft solutions have made a difference to your business internally, but what about to your brokers and your customers?
It's certainly improving the relationship we have with our brokers and with our end customers, and we're very pleased with the results that's bringing in terms of retention and repeat business.
And Charles, from your perspective?
Well, particularly as we increasingly move to a digital experience for our customers, it means that we have far richer data to really understand how they interact with us. So that has given us a really great insight to enhance our products, tailor our processes, and really adapt the way that we serve our customers. By getting that right, we've been able to develop our self-serve products and really make it a self-serve experience in a positive way from a customer point of view. By understanding our customers better, we've been able to really improve their experience, get a much richer view of the types of issues they're encountering, and be able to develop our services and products to really fit in with the customers and their lives.
Finally, back to you, Mark. If you had to put a bow on everything we've talked about here today, how would you sum up your experience?
Premium Credit is all about creating a digital, regulated financial services business. We are dependent upon and relying on a whole series of Microsoft technologies to help make that happen, and because they all work together so seamlessly, that has meant our journey is happening at least twice as quickly as if we'd have taken any other approach. It enables us to grow our business and compete much more successfully within the market.
So all in all, the success of this Microsoft solution package for you is that it's both supporting the needs of the business through this transformation process and providing solid foundations for future growth. Thanks again for listening. Until next time, goodbye.